6 years back, SBR wrote an article, Data Scientist, the Sexiest Job of the 21st Century. And today, our topic is data scientist itself. And we are going to talk about some of the challenges and lessons in the career of a data scientist. You are listening to Code Copy Cubicle, a weekly podcast on technology for developers, engineers, and scientists who design, build, and ship the future. I am Mukesh Kumar, your host, and let's continue. This talk is for the people who are building their career as data scientists and want to work for companies rather than academia. And there are two types of work in data science. One is research and innovation focused, where your work moves the data science field forward. Others will study your work and research through books and courses. Second one is development and business focused, where innovation also matter, but mostly you are using existing research and tools for achieving business targets. And there is a significant difference in how data science is being used in both types of jobs. Here I am sharing some of the observations you should think about when you are early in your data science career working for a business. So the first thing I want to talk about is about idealistic theories in academia versus practical reality in industry. People from academia who are not associated with industry offer courses on data science more from an academic point of view. But for anyone who joins industry as a data scientist, it becomes very important to learn how to apply that knowledge in real-world problem solving. In fact, we need both the research and the ability to use that research and knowledge in industry. And I think one should not assume that by completing a few courses, you have all the knowledge which is required to compete in the industry. I think instead, one should seek to solve a real problem or work with a company, right, which is solving some specific problem. From a data science perspective, think of it as a way to minimize the difference between your knowledge and your performance. I mean, we are optimizing for the better performance, and that is what really matters at your work. Second important point I want to talk about is a quality data collection. Remember, data science begins before you have any data. Data is being created every moment of every day, from clicks, likes, shares, ride sharing, transactions, and online media content, streaming, and all that. So the question that every data scientist should ask is, how can I collect quality data? It is not big data that will make the big difference. It's the way you approach big data. It's a skill you need to develop. You need to develop a data collection strategy, and you need to take initiatives which can help reduce infrastructure cost, and you will also have quality data for your model. The third important point I want to talk about is about fancy algorithm versus what is needed to complete the job. The product you are developing gets more complex over time. Sometimes your ideal data science approach is not feasible, and we are required to simplify our approach, so we are sometimes quite disappointed because we know some super fancy algorithm, but it just can't be applied. So we have to rethink our solution in the light of simplicity. After all, glory is in beating a neural network with a linear model. The next important thing I want to talk about is about data science knowledge versus development knowledge. There are some skills that data scientists should learn if he or she doesn't want to be a useless resource in a company that builds data product. One of these skills is programming, like Python, R, shell scripting, and there is a huge crowd of aspiring data scientists waiting for your job. So either you need to stand out with your research work or learn some of the skill sets of a developer. If you can learn data science, what is stopping you from learning development skills? The next important thing I want to talk about is knowledge of scale. Without the knowledge of scale, computational complexity and infrastructure needs, it will be hard to lead any project. You learn this skill with experience, but it's easy to ignore it because it is not taught to you in a course or in the school. If you make conscious decision early, you will be way ahead of time. So I say, when you think data science, think big. Think how you can apply your existing knowledge at scale. The next important point I want to talk about: algorithm versus performance. Regardless of how smart or how educated we are in data science, if our model doesn't generate significant positive value for business, we fail. We do data science on a business purpose. We have to achieve targets. And I think it's not about data science algorithm, and it's more about performance. And finally, let's talk about one of the most important skill every data scientist should have, that is communication skill. Communicate your data for impact. Impact is when decision makers clearly understand what you wanted to communicate and they can take action. Remember, your analytics is not universally interesting. Understand who is your audience and what they can understand to make them act. And finally, to make it easy to remember, I want to say, knowledge is knowing data science and wisdom is knowing what to communicate. Alright, that's it for today. Don't forget to connect with me at Mukesh Notes. Hit that subscribe button. See you next week.